The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of MD Radio, episode number 74. I'm your host, Sean Ray. It is Monday, August the 23rd, and for the last 45 years, it has represented the birth date of one fabulous Flex Wheeler, a four-time Arnold Classic champion, three-time Mr. Olympia runner-up, and a perennial contest winner on the Grand Prix circuit. We've got to give a big shout-out to Flex Wheeler, 45 years young, father of five, and a grandfather, her working with EFX All-American Nutrition, part-timer over here at MD, my former co-host, fabulous one. Enjoy it. Today is your day. And you couldn't have anybody better to share it with than the lovely Madeline Wheeler, one half of the twins, Madeline. Congratulations, Flex. Enjoy it. Without further ado, I'm fresh off an airplane back from the NPC Metrics Maryland State Championships, where we saw overall men's winner Ryan Martucci and MD Form member Michelle Brent walk off with the women's bodybuilding title. And overall, they have both now qualified for the upcoming national championships, which will be taking place on October the 16th out in Hotlanta, where it has been moved up about a month, so everybody can enjoy their Thanksgiving. But without further ado, we are also on the eve of the Junior USA Championships, which will be held out in Stafford, Texas. Later on, we'll have the promoter, one half of the promoters, Lee Thompson, come up. Last week, we had Trey Bennett, his partner, to give us all the information on the one of the last junior national championships before we go into our Olympia weekend, the 45th annual. But first up, without further ado, one of the most prominent bodybuilders that hit the scene in recent years, a winner of the Europa Pro Championships, the Houston Pro Championships, as well as the Pro Ironman Championships, one of my very first contest wins as a pro. Let's welcome the Matador from Spain, now living in L.A., Silvio Samuel. Welcome back to MD Radio.
Thank you, Sean, and thank you for inviting me along.
Right on, man. Well, Silvio, you came on like a whirlwind. You showed up at New York Pro Contest one year out of nowhere, and I believe after Steve Bleckman was, like, taken back, I came over to you and I thought, wow, man, you just keep doing what you're doing and you're going to be very, very good. And you came back all of 5'6", 220 pounds, and you started slaying the dragons. You became the next giant killer. You pretty much hit almost every contest that was out there. People were holding their collective breath, wondering how long you can do that. And ultimately, you wound up in the Mr. Olympia, placing seventh place two times. You came on again last year. You went back to New York, and things didn't go so well. You dropped down, I believe it was fourth place, which is a disappointment for you because you raised the bar so high. And, of course, you wound up out of the top 10 of the Mr. Olympia, tying with Melvin Anthony at last year's contest. And this year you had a little setback. We're training for the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly. It did not happen. Bring us up to speed. What's going on with you, Silvio?
You know, you're very right in all your calculations, Sean. Actually, I did take up my career coming over to U.S. with a high esteem and more perspective in thinking that nothing is going to be given free. I have to work for whatever I need to. And it had been like that my life, struggling. And then I was not born with a silver spoon. I was not born with a given gift that everything is made for. Rather, I had to work so hard to gain what I want and to place in where I need to be. So when I took up the idea of coming over, crossing over to U.S., I knew it's not going to be easy, and I based my emphasis on hard work and dedication to my duty. which obviously that was my key point, and I did work on that seriously. Things went on good, and as far as everyone would have seen it, just like you mentioned it, I knew I had to hit on shows, not because I needed to prove any point, but especially I needed to put my name up there, that's a part, but I needed to stable my condition here in U.S. to be able to live here and then do the sport I love to do so much. And in that aspect, I had to be in a show to really level up economically and financially my state of living.
Right.
Which was on the sponsorship I had was not really enough for me to really get on with my daily stay here, living month to month. Then I had to opt in going into shows after shows in order to lay my stability here. And as well, I did that. So I have a major plan, which was actually to get a break after I have put my name up there, which was actually 2010.
Right.
And as a charm, I do know that you win some, you lose some. I was not expecting most of the placing, and rather I was happy with most of the other ones I had to. And also I give thanks to God and also most praise also to the organization and the judges, because I was able to win four shows in a period of just 3.5 years of my pro existence, which if I see in the record, it is of great thing. Most of the people have not achieved that, so I will not really say I did so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so my plan for this year, actually, like goes to the question you asking me, was actually taking a break after the Mr. Olympia.
Right.
Placing 11th place was not really what I expected after being seventh place back-to-back on the two previous ones. And then I really had to sit up, and then I said I have to take a break, which I had already planned before the Olympia, and I did discuss it with both of my sponsors that I didn't know the forthcoming that I would be left without a contract, or when the contract ends, I will not be resigned, of which nobody told me. But then that messed up the whole plans I had.
Understandably, Silvio, when contracts, they kind of come and they go. A lot of bodybuilders like yourself get started on this bodybuilding journey without a contract, in pursuit of physical perfection with the hopes of getting the pro card and ultimately some prize money, and the sponsorship has a tendency to come. It seemed like you were one of the hardest working men in bodybuilding, and where you left off, Hidetada Yamagishi picked up and was competing in literally every contest and until the Tampa Pro Show, where he kind of had an injury to his quadricep, and it sidelined him and made him very questionable for this year's Olympia. Rumor has it now that he may be back in the Mr. Olympia. Looking back, do you think maybe you should have taken the break a little bit earlier to give yourself some time to recover, or would you do things all over again the same?
No, actually, the time I needed to take a break was actually really good for me, which was this year.
Yeah.
And it is really good for me because after taking the break, I was planning to do the Tampa show, which obviously the size I put on then could tell from the magazine, September magazine of the Muscle Max, sorry to mention that. And again, I was doing a good improvement during the break, which I feel it was the right time for me to really take that break off after the 3 years. I told you, the 3 years was just to put my name on there and then be where it's supposed to be ranking. Then I take a short break, then I come back again. Good enough, I was not having any injury. Because I always keep to conditioning my body to the essence. I know how I feel. I take every show, just one show at a time. I never had to plan and say I'm taking 15 shows at a time. No, just I base my own perspective in only one show at a time, which actually gave me my body to a quick recovering, and then having the rest at this time was really a good idea for me. But like I said, I don't have any injury. I am health-wise quite okay. I had a lot of speculation going on around, which I really give thanks to you, and I'm very thankful to you for calling me, for letting me have this opportunity to clear the air. Because it has been going on that Savior is not okay. I'm not health-wise fit or whatever. I have a medical checkup. I have a sickness just like every other person might have. There's nothing serious about it.
Okay. Well, word on the street, Silvio, was you had one foot in the grave, your heart was taken out of your body, and you were on life support. You're setting the record straight today that you are healthy, you're back in the gym training, and is it safe to say that you're planning to make a comeback in 2011, or will we see you on a bodybuilding stage in 2010?
This is the issue. This issue, let me say, is a far back issue. Let me say, it should have been something that we should forget about now. Because and my heart was not taken. I'm having my heart normal. I had a chest pain. That's just normal, a chest pain that one will have. I thought it was the training I had with the chest that very day. Then I went home. I really feel seriously pain. Then I had to go to the emergency. Then the doctor checked and said I was okay. It's only that they have to give me ibuprofen, which I did. They did give me. They told me to take it 6 hours. Every six hours. I did. And after about 4 or 5 days, it wasn't okay for me. I was still having the pains. Then I had to go to the hospital again. That was where they find out that I was allergic to ibuprofen. So I was kept for only 3 days to diagnose that in order that I would not have any infection that could affect the heart since I was having pains over there.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you're a bodybuilder and you get a cough or you get a condition and you wind up in the hospital, of course, it's supposed to be the end. And so those rumors are not true. You are healthy and you're back in the gym training.
Yes, I've been back in gym training. I would have been in the show earlier towards the ending of this year. But actually, I have a plan, a game plan that I'm keeping for my own self. I don't have a sponsor. And you know as well as everyone out there how it is very difficult for one to manage of ourselves, in his or our own self, in preparing shows. I've lost everything I did work for, and economically I'm not really okay now to say I have to hit on this stage. I don't want to bring in the condition or the shape or the size that I've been before. I want to make it different because it's still going to be the same Savior before. Nobody will see the difference that the judges will be looking for, that the people will be having the impact, and that is why I don't have financial support. I don't have any help from anybody or any sponsor. So I can't really make it this time around, but I'm really okay. Health-wise, I'm really okay. And mentally, I'm fine. I just want to hit back to the stage. I've started training on my own. I moved out because I lost my house where I was living closer to gold. That is why people don't see me closer there anymore. So I'm in a place whereby I have my private training. And I'm still keeping fit, hoping that things will be all right for me to get back to
stage. All right, we're going to take a first commercial break here with the Matador. Silvio, hold that thought. We're going to take a first commercial break here. Come back and let you finish your thought, Silvio.
Okay.
Find out what's in store for the Matador right here at MD Radio after this commercial break.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Thank you.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Let's get nasty now. Finish it off.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we're listening to episode 74 with the Matador, Silvio Samuel. And over the weekend, we had the New Jersey State Bodybuilding Championships, where we saw overall winner Frank Stinson walk off with the title and Marlon Ballesteros walk off with the Most Muscular Freak Award, as Cedric McMillan was a featured guest poser along with Guy Cisternino. And congratulations to promoter Dwayne McDaniel, who once again will be hosting Sean Ray Muscle Camp this December. Check back to MuscularDevelopment.com for all the details on the Muscle Camp, which will take place in the last month of the year. But without further ado, let's bring back the Matador. Silvio, we know about your trials and tribulations. Every bodybuilder, it seems, has them. We were talking earlier about the fabulous Flex Wheeler, who had a tragic car accident and a broken neck, which took him from first runner-up in the world of the Mr. Olympia after winning 4 shows his rookie year, lost his contract with Joe Weider, lost his home as well, and had to rebuild and start from scratch, and the rest was history. He went on to win 3 Arnold Classics and placed second 2 more times in his 10-year professional career, to whom much is given, much is required. And although you fought your way up from the bottom as a strong man back home there out in Spain, and you spent some time over in Russia and in Germany and, of course, your native hometown of Nigeria, you're a well-traveled guy. You've been around the world. You kind of know the business of bodybuilding. Have we seen the best of Silvio Samuel? That's the question. Have we seen the best, or is there more left in you?
Thank you very much for that. I have a lot. I just want people not to write me off as yet. I am not done yet, and I have a lot in store to really bring it out. What they have seen for the past 3 years, let me say, was a testing ground just to know my feet. And I would have really loved for people to really know the actual savior, what I have in stock, the development after 3 years of my studying what is bodybuilding as a business, and also following it as in the part of competitive things like competition. And then I know what it is, what it takes to put your name out there, and I really had a lot still in store that I still want to bring. And that was why, intelligently, I had to take a break and say, let me work things out and then bring actually what is suit for the sport and what the judges look for and the differences that I could bring in any remaining years that I have. On my own age now, I know I still have a lot to offer in the sport.
Well, what we're going to do, Sylvia, we'll follow it up with a Q&A and post it up on the MD boards, get a little bit deeper into conversation to find out exactly how you're going to strategize your comeback in 2011. We look forward to seeing you back on stage. And please let us know when that will be so we can mark off the countdown to the return of the Matador.
I'll definitely do that. All my voice out there is for my fans that I am still around and I'm fighting to come back, and I just wish every interested sponsors out there should know that I'm openly looking for a sponsor and the support as well, because I want to continue with the sport I love so much, and I'm there to sacrifice myself to put it to the best I can. So please kindly help.
Right on. Well, Sylvia, we'll keep in touch with you, and I'm sure you got a legion of fans all across the world because you've been all over the place pulling for you. Look forward to your comeback. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, it's Class Act, Sylvia Samuel, on the comeback trail, back to the Mr. Olympia stage where he rightfully belongs, a two-time seventh-place finalist, slipped a little bit last year down to 11th place. He's got to be hungrier than anybody watching these other bodybuilders come up in the game, but he, like myself, would do an injustice of getting on stage unprepared and not ready, so we expect some big things coming out of Silvio's camp as he is on the hunt for a sponsor. But without further ado, let's bring on our NPC liaison out of Pittsburgh, PA, the Big GU, Gary Uta. Welcome back to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean. Sorry for the delay. We had some technical difficulties out this way.
Dude, you may be late, but you're always right on time, my man. You are in the throes of the upcoming North America Bodybuilding Championships taking place September the 4th out there in Cleveland, Ohio. And this for you is probably one of the busier weekends besides the Masters Teen and Collegiates. This has got to be a very important busy weekend where you dot the I's and cross the T's, because there's some pro cards at stake. Am I right?
Yes, sir, there are. And yeah, exactly what you said, Sean, is covering every detail, making sure everything's covered so that it's smooth for the athletes. That's kind of our whole goal, is making sure it's right for the athletes. That's what they make it go.
Well, tell me what we have to look forward going into this, because this is an unusual contest. And by the way, for the record, some former North America champions that have gone on to have great success have come out of this contest. We know that one Paul Dillette from Canada came up through the North America Championships. The late professional bodybuilder Ray McNeil came up through there and wound up on that Olympia stage. We also watched a former Mr. Olympia 2008, Dexter Jackson, came up and got his pro card right here at the North America Championships. And Brian Chamberlain and a few other people have gone on. I believe Linda Murray came out of this contest, did she not?
She sure did. And,
yeah.
You're right, there's been some great athletes come out of this thing. It's open to Canada and Mexico, along with the U.S., so there have been some great athletes from Canada and Mexico come out of this thing, too, and really make their mark and starting to move forward and make their mark in the IFBB as the years have gone on now. There's pro cards available to the men's open, and a couple there, and the women's open is growing and getting better. We've added bikini naturally along with everyone else, and that's starting to take off. And the Canadians and Mexicans have made their mark, so that's really starting to make this thing take off.
Yeah, it seems like every year the people coming up through Mexico are getting more and more, much more competitive, and we know that this is huge for the Canadians coming through. because they're not allowed to actually come up through the national championships or the USA championships. So they really have to put it all together for this one opportunity, which makes for very good competition. A year ago, we saw Maryland's Sean Roden come out and slay the competition. He held back a very formidable Abbas Katami in the super heavyweight division. We saw Keith Williams up there, and he'll be throwing his hat back in the arena. Last weekend, Brian Yerski was guest posing at the Maryland States. He was third only a month ago at the USA Championships. It seems like it's getting pretty competitive over there, Gary, real fast.
It really is, Sean. It's it grew a lot faster than I could have ever projected. So, the contest has really taken off well.
Well, I heard a rumor with the growth of this contest taking off as fast and as big as it is. Is this possibly a contest that's going to change locations?
Yeah, but that's more relative to convenience and staffing for the event, to tell you the truth, Sean. Most of my staff comes from Pittsburgh, and in running it in Cleveland, we've got to take everybody up there with us, which obviously changes the overhead and convenience and everything else. So I think we're going to be looking at moving this thing to Pittsburgh here at some point in time.
Yeah, no doubt. Easier for you to manage. I know you're a hands-on guy. How many pro cards are at stake? Did you guys add one from a year ago?
We did. We added another one. We went to two in the men's open division. And there's two in the open figure and two in the open bikini. And we've got one for the women's open. And then there's a couple for the master's divisions also. And those folks are terrific, as you well know. I can't emphasize enough how the other countries have done so well. I think they recognize quickly that they can come here, like this weekend is the Canadian Championships, and
right.
They can come right off the Canadian Championships and come straight to North America in top shape, and it's been proven that the show is judged evenly across the board, and they do well here.
Well, right on, Gary. For more information on the upcoming North America Championship, September the 4th, Labor Day weekend, where will people go to find that?
They can go right to my website. It's under my name, GaryUdith.com. We've got all the info, and they can email me and give me a yell. You know, I'm on the phone 24/7, just giving out all the information at this point because there's no such thing as a late entry.
And the contest, I know, is attached to the Renaissance Hotel, which is the host hotel. Is it in the Renaissance Hotel?
Yeah, it's right there, Sean, and I can't remember. Have you been to this thing yet?
Oh, yeah, I've been to the contest because I went to the Morton's, which is attached to that place. I love it.
Oh, yeah. it's a cool place. It's a really nice venue, and hooked up to that place called the Tower City Center, which is kind of a five-story mall there, and it's a terrific venue, so the athletes will be very happy.
Yeah, great location, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Cleveland Browns may be in town, so I'm definitely going to be there representing Team MD. Gary, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
That sounds good, Sean. Thanks for taking the time, buddy.
All right, that's the promoter extraordinaire, IFBB judge, NPC judge, trainer to the celebrities. Gary Udith does it all out of Pittsburgh. We're going to take a commercial break here. We're going to come back with the District State Chairman of Texas, Lee Thompson. He's going to tell us all about the upcoming Junior USA Championships in Stafford, Texas. He's co-promoting that this year with the fabulous Trey Bennett right after this commercial break.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric Oxide 4 is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb?
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
This guy is kicking! Die! Again! Come on now, it's kicking! Finish it? Yeah!
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Let's get nasty now! Finish it off!
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes. Your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the
truth and these other boys phony. All right, be sure and pick up the October edition with Jay Cutler, three-time defending Mr. Olympia on the cover, taken by Per Bernal. Jay is going for the record number 4 for him. If he wins 4, he'll be standing alone. Of course, you've got the King Dorian Yates with 6 titles to his credit, and Lee Haney and Ronnie Coleman tied with 8. But if Jay winds up getting his 4th Olympia title, he will separate himself from Frank Zane, who has 3, Sergio Oliva, who has 3 as well. So, Jay is a man on a mission. They are all chasing him. Kai Greene, Phil Heath, Victor Martinez, you can't leave him out of this mix. Of course, Branch Warren, the number 2 guy in the world right now. This 45th edition of the Olympia should be something everyone wants to see. We know, of course, everyone's going to be there watching this thing at the Orleans Arena on Friday and Saturday, September the 24th and 25th. Get the new October issue of Muscular Development, where we have the preview of the upcoming Olympia in all its fabulous color. And don't miss the 202. Of course, we just saw Seth Ferrosi win the 202 Europa Pro out in Dallas, Texas. He will be making his announcement soon as to what his future plans are, but defending champion Kevin English, who won the New York Pro 3 times, will be there going up against David Henry, Eduardo Correa, who won the Europa Orlando Pro Show. This is going to be a very action-packed weekend come September. But let's go on and bring on our district chairman of the state of Texas, who is co-promoting this year's version of the Junior USA Championships out in Stafford, Texas, Mr. Lee Thompson. Lee, welcome back to MD Radio, brother.
But okay. I like that.
Well, yeah, he does have that doctor in front of him. That's all right. You know, he was late calling in, Lee, and I like to save the best for last. You and I, we share the same birthdays, brother, right?
Absolutely. Coming up here pretty quick, man.
Yeah, we got the Kindred Spirit, September 9th. Circle the date. It should be a holiday. We're going to be headed down to Stafford this weekend, Lee. I know that's not where you live, but it is where you conduct business, and the Junior USAs have now been moved from South Carolina to your home state of Texas. What can we expect this coming Saturday? Friday and Saturday.
Friday we just have the athletes check in. Saturday's when all the fun begins. And you've been to some of my productions, Sean. And, you know, one, we're going to have a great turnout by athletes. We originally anticipated maybe having a little bit of a shortfall just because of the move, but we've got a record number of competitors, and ticket sales are very, very brisk. We've only got about 240 left to sell out the venue.
Right, and I've been to that venue. It's a very nice facility out there, and I imagine it's still going to be hotter than hell. I was just out there a week ago in Dallas, so I imagine it's pretty warm in Houston.
94 degrees, buddy.
How hot?
It's going to be 94 with low humidity. I've ordered it in.
I can stand to lose a few pounds, so I'll just go ahead and come out there in my shorts and tank top. You don't want to see that. But there are a few pro cards at stake, correct, for the fitness and figure, I believe?
And bikini. Yes, sir. Two each.
Yeah, a year ago we saw Darren Glenn walk off with his pro card. And also Stacy, your wife won out there and got second place, I believe, and got her pro card. There's been a lot of people coming out of the Junior USA Championship. Cedric McMillan is a former Junior USA champion as well. This competition, Lee, since it's all done on one day with the weigh-ins all on Friday and the meetings on Friday, Saturday the format is going to be what? The top 15 come back or?
Yeah, we'll have the top 15 come back, and for the nice show, of course, all the ladies will come back, and you'll get to take a look at them. It's going to be a fun night, and then a great time. We got Big Branch and Trish Warren coming out to do a little entertainment. We got Bob Chick coming out to MC it. Of course, we got you in the crowd, and it's going to be a great show with a lot of great coverage, and you're going to see a lot of the great pros from the state of Texas, as well as the tremendous athletes that we're going to have up on that stage.
That's what I appreciate about the state of Texas. You guys all seem to support each other. We saw about a week ago, we saw Terry Turner walk off with her first pro win over there in the figure division. She is a former Junior USA champion as well. So we look forward to all of this stuff going down on Friday this week, the weigh-ins and check-ins for the men and women, and then again the finals, which will start promptly at 9 a.m., the prejudging and the finals will start at 7 o'clock. So we look forward to that. Lee, where can we go for more information on the Junior USAs?
Go to www.npcjuniorusa.com. You can get ticket order forms, as Gary alluded to. It's still not too late to enter. Go ahead and get those things in. And all the information of hotels, venues, restaurants, all the goodies are right there online.
Right on. We know you're from Texas when you say www.
www, and that's how I got started.
All right, Lee. We'll see you this weekend. And thanks for putting this on with Big Trey Bennett. You guys are going to do a wonderful job, I'm sure.
All right, Sean, take care, and we'll see you Thursday.
All right, that's your State District Chairman of Texas, Lee Thompson, who is going to do nothing short than do everything he can to make sure the athletes are well taken care of. This guy really does look after the competitors, and we appreciate Lee for that. And Trey Bennett, that goes without saying. Coming up next, Generate's very own Anthony Almada, who has the column in Muscular Development. Show me the proof. Big Anthony, welcome to MD Radio.
Thanks, Sean. Good afternoon, sir.
All right, brother. What do you got for us today, my man?
Well, Sean, I heard you mention that you could lose a couple pounds if you got to Houston.
There's no question.
Hold that thought as to how much you weigh. Let's put you in at 220 right now.
Yes.
So a lot of people of our listeners have taken creatine, perhaps maybe 90% or more, and yet you have all these discussions and thoughts about how much to take, and you have to load and do 20 grams or 5 grams 4 times a day. Well, a very cool study will be coming out soon from a colleague of mine who's at a university in Pennsylvania, Bloomsburg. And they took people that worked out or some that didn't, men and women, and they gave them what appears to be the lowest dose of creatine monohydrate ever tested for 6 weeks. And that was 0.003 grams per kilogram, or about 14 milligrams per pound of body weight. Mm-hmm. That'd be about 3.1 grams for you, one dose a day. And they had them take it for 6 weeks with a meal. They did some max leg extension work for them to see if it improved their strength. Did some body comp measurements to see if they gained muscle mass or body water. It didn't improve muscular strength. It didn't change body composition. They didn't gain water. But when they did five sets of intense leg contraction, leg extension work, the actual ability to do more work or resistance to fatigue was greater among the people that got the low-dose creatine monohydrate, which was the first study showing that under 3 grams a day, even under 5 grams a day, it can work. And here, for people that are concerned about body water gain mm-hmm. or gaining weight, especially among women, here's evidence showing both in men and women that low-dose creatine can indeed improve at least maximal endurance over reps or sets and reps in relation to leg extensions here.
How important, Anthony, in the grand scheme of things, with all the things that bodybuilders and the fitness people are taking out there, is creatine monohydrate? How important is that to supplement?
Well, if you're not a hardcore, and a lot of women are very resistant to creatine monohydrate, here is something that suggests that you can use a much lower dose, and it may improve your workout performance and your ability to endure more sets and do more work and experience less fatigue and not have to deal with any concerns regarding weight gain or water weight gain.
Yeah, there must be a misconception, I believe, strongly amongst a lot of women that they're going to get bloated or they're going to get big off of this stuff.
Yes. You got to train first.
Yeah, so, I mean, you would recommend that if they're training hard enough and long enough, that it not only is beneficial, but it certainly couldn't cause them to have the adverse reaction that they're trying to stay away from.
Nothing that they wouldn't want to have, exactly.
Right on. Okay. That's our lesson for the day from Anthony Almada. Anthony, where can we see you next? I know that you gave out a couple of Best Poser Awards at the Maryland State Championships on behalf of Vitargo S2. You gave out 3 full month supply for both of those best posers up there. Michelle Brent won that on the female bodybuilding side, and Rick Martucci won it on the other side. Where can we see you guys at next? Where are you going to be moving around the country?
Well, let's see. We'll be at the Olympia Powerhouse Gym Show.
Mm-hmm.
We also gave out Best Post Award at the New Jersey States.
Right.
An NBC show.
Yeah.
And I was across the way, or I was at Pete Ciccone's 619 Muscle event this past weekend. We were there and saw Jay standing underneath a canopy. He perhaps could have worn that canopy. Looking
How was
big,
the 619?
So it'll be a very interesting night in about a month.
How was the 619 with Pete Ciccone out there?
It was fun. The weather was perfect. Good vibe. Saw some great displays of strength. We sponsored a SuperFit challenge where people had to do 3 different types of intense max minute work. And a guy named Vest Dio won that.
Best.
And they had a bikini contest and had some guest posing. And from PD, I forget PD's last name.
Yeah, PD Devers, yes.
Yeah, he looked great. And it was fun. Pete hosted a wonderful event as he does every year. And even ALR, they had a wonderful burger bash, cooking up burgers all day. I smelled like a side of beef after I was with downwind from the burger, but a lot of people are getting that.
Okay, Anthony, thanks for calling in, and we're going to catch up with you again next week. I know Pete Ciccone is thrilled that you supported that event. That's a great weekend out there in San Diego. What he does for the athletes out there is incredible.
Indeed it is.
All right, that's Anthony Almada calling in from California, representing Vitargo S2, the number one carbohydrate re-energizing drink out there. Get your hands on it right now by visiting www.generatespeed.com or visit your local Europa distributor. That's Anthony Almada. Thank you. Let's shift gears really quick. I want to bring on some femininity here. Miss Ava Cowan, welcome to MD Radio.
Hi.
What a pleasant surprise here. We got like 30 seconds real quick. Give us the good news really quick here.
The good news is I just signed a 2-year deal with Gasperi Nutrition, and so I have a job.
Wow. The only news that would be better than that was if you signed a 3-year deal with Gasperi. And after 2 years, you'll probably do just that. Ava, stay with me on the line. We're going to take a final commercial break. We're going to talk to the lovely Miss Ava Cowan, who controversially missed the top 5 at the Dallas Europa Pro, but she was the fan favorite. Right back after the commercial break here on MD Radio.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today. Where other companies fall short, VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
For the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Dying again! Come on now, let's kick it! Finish it?
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Let's get nasty now! Finish it off!
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Aww.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we have the lovely Miss Ava Cowan, who is now a two-year sponsored athlete working with Rich Gaspari and Gaspari Nutrition. Ava, you're just barely a week or so away from competing at what I believe was your first competition on the pro scene, the Europa Pro, or was that your second?
That was my second.
And how was it? Or should I put it to you, were you happy with your placement? Someone asked you.
I'm glad that you decided to laugh when you asked that question.
Someone asked you, are you happy with how you did your performance? I know you're not happy with that performance in terms of your placement, but you had to be happy with what you brought to the stage because, controversially, you had a lot of fans on your side.
I have absolutely no regrets. Mm-hmm. I feel like I did my homework and I worked really hard and I had great conditioning and I did the very best I could.
Yes, you did.
Happy with that.
Well, and that's the main thing. So when that happens, I mean, you come off the stage and you get a poor placing in terms of what your expectation was, and you have everyone telling you you should have done better, and trust me, I've been there. What do you do with all of that? Because do you go to the judges and say, what do you guys want from me?
Yeah, that's what I did, because I've never placed that poorly in my, ever.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously something's really off for it to be that low. I went to the head judge and I said, what can I do? You know, what's my next step? Because this is what I want to do. I love competing. It's my passion and I want to do well. And so I guess I just need to not train so hard.
Well,
is really it. I guess I have a little more muscle than the girls do and I get really lean and really, essentially, it's going to be easier for me to do. It's hard for me to accept that, but that's how it's going to be.
Well, for what it's worth, Ava, we appreciate the hard work in the gym as well as in the Gaspari ads and on the cover shots and on the stage. Continue to do what you do. Do you have any idea when we'll see you on stage again?
I'm thinking the border states and maybe the Kentucky show after that. So
dedicated, yes. I believe the border states is what, September the 11th here in California?
November.
It's in November.
I think November 13th. Actually, October 30th.
We'll look it up online.
Yeah, let's look it up, you and I.
Yeah, I think the Kentucky is in November, correct? I think that's the last show of the year.
Right, I think that's the 13th. Yeah.
Well, right on. Well, hopefully we'll see some in the trenches on you. Robbie Duran just loves to get behind the lens on those types of things. And congratulations on your new contract.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Ava Cowan, a rising star in the IFBB who is down but not out. We'll see her again at least once, maybe twice, before 2010 comes to a conclusion. Thank you, Ava, for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
All right, it'll change gears from Florida. We'll move it all the way over here to the West Coast and bring on our Mad Max 6, who's on the eve of his new grand opening Max Muscle in Venice Beach, the Mecca, Big Dave Brule. Welcome back to MD Radio.
How are you, Sean?
I'm good, Dave. You got something coming up that's real special, mm-hmm. And unfortunately I'll be in Houston covering the Junior USAs. You'll be here in L.A., so I know we'll have the MD crew and Jordan will be out there with the MD video. You've got the three-time Mr. Olympia there. Talk to us about what's happening this Saturday at your store.
Well, we're finally reopening the Max Muscle since we moved it. And we're having a big party, free food, free drinks. A bunch of pros are going to show up. Jay's going to be there, Hidetada, Mehmet. I mean, whoever is local is going to be attending the event. So it's going to be fun. A very, very big party.
Right. Well, I mean, this isn't your first time at the rodeo, Dave. You're a veteran at this. You've been working with Max Muscle for how long?
Since 1997.
Yeah, I mean, you're a veteran at this, so I imagine this is going to be one for the ages in terms of, you don't plan on moving the store. This is a brand-new store. You don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon.
No, you were the last one, Sean. Remember that?
Yeah, which is why I'm disappointed that I'm going to be actually in Houston, Texas, because you do it up right for everyone that comes out. And you know, the pro bodybuilders, they come out and they support what you do, and they get all the money shots with their heroes and all of that. And, of course, Jay's undying support for what you do goes without question. Will there be any special things going on? Besides, we know Bob Chick's not going to be there. He's going to be emceeing out there in Houston. But you got anything besides putting the store on display? Is there going to be any giveaways or any freebies or anything?
Yeah, of course. There's going to be lots of vendors and free sampling and tons of deals and all that stuff. The parking lot is a little too small to have what Pete had, like weekend, which I was there in San Diego, and he's got tons of room, so he can't do the bench press contest, and there's a stage and all that stuff. I don't have that room, but it's still going to be a lot of fun.
Right on, Dave. Well, as we move closer to the 45th Mr. Olympia Championships, you are in the camp of three-time defending champion Jay Cutler. Give us a sneak preview. What's happening with your boy?
I knew you were going to ask that. let's just say that if people thought Jay was at his best last year, well, they'll be surprised this year.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
It's floating really well.
You took a photograph with your cell phone and showed it to me like the day before Jay got on the stage, and my teeth almost fell out of my face, and next thing you know, he wins his third Olympia right after I had counted him out along with a lot of other people. So Jay is on the current cover of the October edition of Muscular Development Magazine, out on newsstands now. Dave, make sure you post lots of pictures. Hopefully Jordan will get lots of videos. Put it up on our MD website, and we'll check you out.
All right, Sean. Thank you.
All right, Dave. Congratulations on the new store out there in the Mecca of Venice Beach, where everybody goes for all their news and information. Of course, Dave's got a sticky on the boards on the No Bull Forum, where you can see everything going down in Venice Beach. And that's going to bring us to a close of episode number 74. We'll be back next week with the roundup of the Junior USA Championship, Broadtrition. That's Dorian Yates Nutrition. And we'll have a roundup of the results and a preview one final time as we head to Cleveland, Ohio, September 4th, Labor Day weekend, which, by the way, that Monday will be on holiday, Labor Day. So we'll have a tape show called The Olympians. We will have the guys that have been there and done that in a special edition of MD Radio on Monday, September 6th. You don't want to miss it. I'm Sean Ray, your host, and I am out. Like I'm Rob Liberace, it's all good. From Diego to the Bay, your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.